The next sugya that we're up to is a world famous sugya, the topic of Dov Shalom Bo Le'olam. The story goes like this. Let's say a boy and a girl want to get married, but they're both in college. So they have work to do, but they're afraid that someone else is going to chapoist the girl and going to chapoist the boy. So the boy gives the girl a ring in March, and he says, Harei Mekudesh Esli, the day after graduation. So the Mishnayos say you can do that. You can make a kiddusha now and have a delayed chalois. Or a couple wants to get divorced, but they don't want to get divorced before they marry off the children. It's going to be an embarrassment. So they say he gives his wife a get, and he says, Harei Mekudesh Esli, the day after the last Shavuot brachos of the youngest child. So the Gemara says you can do that. Or I want to sell the house. I plan to move to Eretz Yisrael in the summertime. So I want to sell a house as of August 1st. Till the end of July, I need a house. August 1st, I don't need. So I sell you the house, you make a kinyan. A kinyan is chalach alamed. What Tosis quotes is Bikta Tosis on Sadi Gimel and Aleph. Tosis quotes as such a thing as being mafish truma lachazman. Certain cases in the Mishnayos, the person takes off a little bit of truma. He doesn't want it to be chal now. Wants it to be chal. He's a tfulion. Let's say he's a tummy who went to mikvah and didn't have harif shemesh. That's called the tfulion. So if a tfulion touches truma, he passes it. So he takes off chala, he takes off truma, but he doesn't want to say hareza truma, hareza chala. Then he'll passel it. So he says, I want it to become chala or truma after I put it down. I'm going to put it down first, and I say he declares it should become truma in 2 minutes after he puts it down. So he won't be touching it anymore. So Tosis quotes the Mishnah like that. You can postpone a chalos. You can be mafish truma, and the chalos will take effect later. So there is such a thing. That's called a kinya lachalamed. Lachalamed yom. I make the kiddushin now. I give the get now. I make the kinyan and I sell the house now. It's going to take effect. The lachalamed yom. Or after a year, after 20 years, whatever, you can postpone a chalos. So what if I want to make a kinyan on a dov shalom bo le'olam? Let's say there's a girl who didn't convert yet, and I'm afraid someone else is going to chapoy the girl, and she's in the process of learning, and she's going to convert, and I'm going to be in Europe, I'm going to be in Eretz Yisrael the week that she converts, I'm afraid someone's going to chapoy. So I give the girl a ring, and I say, Harei Mekudesh Esli, the day after you convert. So, just like you can make a kinya lachalamid, so maybe you can make a kiddushin lachalamid, or they had cases during the Second World War, you have now cases like that. They had recently such a story. In order to get out of Russia, they weren't under the communists. There's a period of time they wouldn't let people leave unless you're married to a citizen of another country. So a girl would marry a boy civilly, legally, religiously, whatever, they get married, but she only married the boy in order to be able to get him out of Russia, because if his spouse lives in another country, they'll let you leave. But she doesn't want to live with the guy. She just wants to get him out of Russia. Or during the war, there was a quota. They only allowed so many Jews to come into America. But if you're married to an American citizen, so they let you go into America. So they get married just in order to be able to come to America. And then they get divorced right afterwards. So the girl is afraid she's going to marry the guy in order to save him, or in order to save the girl, whatever. And then the girl's going to be stuck. She'll be an Eshishish. So let's say the one who's marrying the girl will give her a get before he gives her the kiddushin. So she knows for sure that she's going to, he says, he gives her a get, and he says, but they're not even married yet. They're not even married. He gives her a get and says, this get should take effect the day we reach America. And then they're going to, and then he marries her later. He marries her after he already gave her the get. But he gave the get, lacha lamad yom. The get should take effect. So she won't be nervous that she's going to be stuck. She'll be married. She'll be in Aguna, and she's not going to want to live with the guy. So Reb Meir, the Gemara quotes a whole list of Tanoim here. This is called the Shita. When you give a string of Tanoim who hold a certain Shita, who is a Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, here on Tzadi Gimel Amad Aleph, on the sixth line from the top. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, he says, Rav Huna holds like Rav holds like Rabbi Yana holds like Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Chia holds like Rabbi Yudah Nasi. Each one was a Talmud of the other one. Rabbi Yudah Nasi holds like Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Lezim and Yankiv, Lezim and Yankiv holds like Rabbi Kiva. They all, and this means we don't pass like that. When you list off a whole string, A, B, so all these Tanaim hold like that. I mean, to say that you have to wear tefillin on Wednesday morning, everybody holds like that. So you have to say, Rav Moshe said, and Rabbi Soloveitchik said, and Rav Hutna said, everybody holds like that. If you give a string of people who hold the sheet, that means that that's an unusual sheet, that that's not the accepted opinion. That's the tradition we have from the Goyim, that whenever the Gemara, it's always the case, whenever the Gemara gives you a long list, a sheet, they all hold like this, means that they're the minority opinion. We don't paskin like that. So this is famous Reb Meir's opinion. Reb Meir holds you can make a kinyan on a Dovish Lebolion, just like you can make a, I can sell a house l'chalamid yom, I can give a get l'chalamid yom, I can give kiddush l'chalamid yom, I can be mafish chuma l'chalamid yom. So too, you can make a, you can give kiddush to a girl who's not even Jewish. Hariyam u'kodash esli l'chashet tizgayir. Lachashitizgari, okay, or I can give a get to the girl who's not even married to me. I say Hareza Gitech, the get should be chal a week after we get married. So the girl is not afraid to marry me because she knows she already has the get. So she'll be divorced a week after, the whole story will be over. So that's Rav Meir's opinion. And we don't pass like that. In Allah Yashita we pass it. You cannot give a get. You cannot write a get. You cannot write a get for the girl who's not even married to you. You cannot, let's say I plan to buy the Brooklyn Bridge, in case the government ever sells me the Brooklyn Bridge, so I'm going to buy it, and then I agree with you, as soon as I buy the Brooklyn Bridge, it should belong to you. So right now it doesn't belong to me. Right now it belongs to the municipality. But I say, if I ever succeed in buying it, I'm makna to you, the day after I buy it should belong to you. So making a kinyan on the Dovah Shalom Boliyonim, the Brooklyn Bridge exists already, and the girl exists, but it's not shaykh to have kiddushin now because she didn't convert yet, or he can't give a get now because she's not even married to me. So, yeah. So that's called the dovah shel baliyam. So we paskin, you cannot make a kinyan on a dovah shel baliyam. Why not? Rav Meir should be right. It's a regular lach alamid yom, just like you can make a chalois lach alamid yom. I make the kiddushin now. I want it to take effect the day after graduation. So why can't you write a get a kiddushin? That's what we usually say. We paskin, it's no good, because if the thing doesn't exist yet, or even if it does exist, it's not shach to make a chalois now. You can make a kinyan, a kiddushin, a get lachalam yom if the nature of the situation is such. If you wanted to, you could have made it me'achshav, so then you have a right to do it lachalam yom. But if you can't even do it me'achshav, then you can't do it lachalam yom. It's not exactly a precise definition, because it's not accurate, it's not 100% accurate. The Shach writes the following in Choshen Mishpat. Let's say I'm a landlord, I have an apartment building, and I already rented out one of the apartments with a 2-year lease. So I can't rent the apartment to someone else for the next 2 years, I already rented it out to Reuven. But I want to rent the apartment for the 3rd year, because the tenant who has it now only has it for 2 years. So can I rent it for the 3rd year from now? I cannot rent it me'achshav because I already rented it out. So the Shach says that's okay. He quotes earlier pasuk, that's okay. The vort is not so much you can't do lachalam unless you can do me'achshav. That's not the definition. The vort is usually if you can't make the kinyan me'achshav means you're not a bailam to do such a thing. I don't own the Brooklyn Bridge yet. I didn't buy it yet. I say soda zoo. If I ever succeed in buying it, I want to flip it over to you. They'll never sell it to you, they'll sell it to me. I want to sell it to you, I should belong to you the day after I buy it. So right now, I'm not a bailam on it. That's why you can't do a kinya lachalaman. If I didn't even marry the girl yet, I can write a get to give her the get now that the get should be chal after I marry her. I'm not even a bailam to write a get now. That's why, if she didn't convert yet, it's a dovish lebali olam. You're not a bailam on the whole thing to express das bailam. So that's how we pask. you cannot make a kinyan on a dovish lebali olam.
According to the mayor, if the student says that after graduation or after reading, what is the status in between?
They're not married until it comes the day after graduation.
Yeah, but so in other words, they're free to get married to somebody else?
Yeah, yeah. If she'll marry someone else, the kedushin won't be chal, because she only becomes an eshes ish to the first one the day after graduation. If she mekabel kedushin from someone else in between, so she backed out. You can back out. Let's say harayat, that's a gemara in kedushin. That's called osi dibur, lemevatel dibur. I gave a ring, I say, Haret Mekudesh Asli Lachar, graduation. And then either she backs out or I back out before the graduation. So that's called Osi Dibra Mevatel Dibra. I can back out, calls man that it was in the chab.
So he didn't gain anything by marrying her now, that when they're finished.
You mean she can always back out? Okay. Anachanami. Yeah. Okay, we're going to discuss what's gained exactly. We're going to, that's his gigantic thesis we're going to discuss.
Did she get a Misha Parah?
Did he get a Misha Parah? Misha Parah, the original Misha Parah in the Gemara is if I sold metalim, I sold you an automobile, I sold you furniture, and you paid for it, but you didn't make a Meshicha yet. So we paskin like Rabbi Yechanan, that the Vaitara Mois Kaina, since you paid for it, it already belongs to you, Minatara, and the Chachamim gave you the right to back out from the Kenyan, to break the Kenyan. Minatara, once you made the Kenyan, you came back out. And if you paid money, Mois HaKoinus, you paid the whole amount of Mois HaKoinus. So the Chacham said, whoever made a Kenyan, it backs out, so then we give him a curse. Bezin curses him that he backed out from the Kenyan. So in Shulchan Aruch, there's a whole, that's according to Rabbi Yechanan. Mishloch Hashem said, Vatar Mois HaNat Koinus. So what's the Mishat Parah all about? Why do you give him a curse? Ein Oymed B'dibura. It's not a nice thing. It's not that you get a Misha Parah because they gave you the right to back out from a Kenyan. You're backing out from a Kenyan that you made already. The Chacham gave you the ability to back out. According to Rish Lakish, you're not backing out from any Kenyan. It's not proper. Ein Oymed B'dibura if he did a Maisa. If I just say, I'm going to buy it for $1,000. I'm going to buy the car for $1,000. Then I back out. Then there's no Misha Parah. But if I paid you the money already, even though I'm not kind of the car yet, according to Rish Lakish, the Vartor Moaz are not kindness, but that's Einam B'dibura Dibushi Yesh Bamais. So that's a big machloikis in the Rishayim, is the Mishapura by Karka. What do you mean by Karka? By Karka, everybody agrees that that Kesef is kind of. Sometimes Kesef is not kind of, but Machmash Kesef is Hashtar. This big Taisis quotes it. The Gemara says in Kiddush, in the first paragraph, it says, Karka can be nicknamed either the Kesef or Bishtar or Bechazaka. So let's say you'll pay $100,000 to buy a house, so you kind of the house. But if it's a Mokhmish Mishav Kesef and Sashtar, then there's a lack of Smichas Das till you write the Shtar. So let's say someone will pay the money to buy a house, but the Kenyan was not Chal. If he's kind of the house, he came back out, period. This din that they gave you the ability to back out, that's only by metalpulim. The Gemara gives a whole explanation why. But by karka, you can't back out. But if it's a mokum shekos from the south shtar, the minigam din is that whenever you sell, like in America, New York State, you have to write the shtar on karka. You can't be kind of with money. So you have to write the shtar, so it's mokum shekos from the south shtar, then the din is that he's not kind of a kesef. So if the person paid cash by karka, and he has the ability to back out because the minhag hamakom is kesef and sashtar, then he's not kind of minatara. Then, so that's many Rishayim say, it's a big machlokes in Rishayim, and the Shach quotes a machlokes in Achrayim, is that mishapora by karka, what does it mean? You're not backing out from a kinyan. Not that you were kind of minatara, the chacham give the ability to back out. You're not kind of at all, because makom she kesef and sashtar, there's a lack of smichas das, if you only have kesef, you don't have shtar. So since you're not backing out from a kinyan, say after the Rishayim hold, that there's no Misha Parah. And others say no. Rabbi Yechanan also agrees to Rish Lakish's klal. Ain't only b'dibur, if it's a dibur with a maisa, then you do give it a Misha Parah. So if you make a kinyan on a dovashal of Bali Yolam, we paskin it's not chal. So it's not that you're backing out from a kinyan that really took effect and the Chacham gives you the ability to back out. That would probably be a machlekes, this machlekes that the Shach quotes. Machlekes of Rishayim, machlekes of Shulchan Aruch, whether there's Misha Parah by Karka. Does Rabbi Yechanan agree to Rish Lakish? Rish Lakish says the idea behind the klala of Misha Parah Bezdin gives him a klala because Ein Amid B'Diburay, if it's a Dibur She'esh B'Maisa. So that's Rish Lakish says that. But Rabbi Yechanan didn't say that. Rabbi Yechanan holds the Misha Parah is because the Chacham gave him the ability to back out from a Kenyan that was Chal Min HaTorah if he's prepared to accept the curse. So here the Shaila is, but the Kenyan never took effect because it was a Dovah Shel HaBaal Yehud. He's not backing out from a Kenyan. But on the other hand, Resh Lakish would say there is Mishum Parsa. Ein Ami B'Dibur, Dibur with a Maisa. So that's a Machlokes Rishayna Me'achrayna, where the Rabbi Yechonon agrees to Resh Lakish also. Is there in Mishum Parsa just for Ein Ami B'Dibur?
What's that? A 2-year lease. There's Bibles there by the 2-year lease where he can make a kinyan after he makes it now for after a 2-year lease, which is very common, incidentally.
Right.
So that would be good.
That would be good. That's not called a Dovah Shel Bolio. Even though the landlord cannot rent it now, for now, because he already rented it to the first month, but he can rent it for 2 years from now. That's not called a Dovah Shel Bolio, because he owns the apartment building. He owns it. He has the right. That's called a Dovah Shel Bolio. But if I didn't buy the building yet, and I know that he's never going to sell it to you, but he'll sell it to me, and I made up with you, I'll sell you the building after I acquire ownership from the other person, I'll transfer the ownership to you. So that's called Dovah Shel Bolio, because right now I'm not a Bolio at all.
What if the thing can be done but it's usher to do? So for example, can I say that after I steal money from such and such person, I'm going to blah blah blah? Would that work? Meaning, I'm not allowed to steal money from that person. So the criteria, I'm not allowed to do it, but I can't physically, I can do it.
What do you mean? After I steal money, what? Ariyam Kodesh's
leave? Yeah, for example.
Why not? What has it got to do? After Abdi Mechal Shabbos, I want the Kenya to take effect. I want the Kiddushin to take effect after Abdi Mechal Shabbos. You make any crazy tonight you want? Make a tonight like that. That's not an issue of Dovah Shel Bolio. See here, how do we get involved in Dovah Shel Bolio here? The Gemara, last week we were learning the whole discussion, Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, and we passed like Shmuel. The Shaila was whether a Yevama who needs chalitza, she didn't have the chalitza yet. How do you read the pasuk? Here in the second line from the top of Sadiq, based on the base. The Pshut of Shal Mikra says, L'si Eshen Sameis Achutz Lish Zahar, the Yivama is not allowed to go marry somebody else. The Yivama Yavala, she should have Yivam Achalitza, but she's not allowed to marry someone else. So does that, the Pashup Shat and the Pasuk, that it tells you a lot. She's not allowed to marry anybody else. The question is, does it also tell you, is there an additional level of interpretation of Tehebo Havaya Lizar that ain't Kiddushin Tovsin Yivama Lashuk, L'si Havaya in the Chumash often means Tfisus Ishus, like Kisien Ali Shtei Nashim. So Kisien over there means if he's married to two wives. So they say, L'siyah Shemes L'teheba Havaya. So that's what Rab says. There's a Pshutush on Mikro, that she's not allowed to marry anyone else. And then there's a Drosha of the Torah Shabbatah, L'teheba Havaya, the Kiddushan on Aftos. That's what Rab said. And Shmuel said, we're not so convinced by Ani Yosenu, Rashi translates, B'toch Ani is Daitenu, we're not so sharp in learning. He says, I don't know if Rav is right. Rav gave this additional level of interpretation. He says he's not so convinced, he's not sure. So we treat it like a Sveka Dedina. That's how it says in Shulchan Aruch. We pass on it's a Sveka Dedina, where the Kiddushin HaTovsin B'Yivam HaLashuk. So the Gemara brought a right from the Mishnah in Kiddushin. Yeah, this is the last two narrow lines on Sadiq Beis on the base in the Gemara before the lines become wider. So the Mishnah Kedushin says a man gives a ring to a Nochris, a non-Jewish girl. He says Arei Mekudesh Esli Lacha Shetiz Gairi. He's not Jewish. He's Arei Mekudesh Esli Lacha Sheez Gair. Or let's say the man is married to the girl's sister, and Achisishta is an Issa Kuri, so he can't marry her now. But his wife is deathly sick, and he says, "Harei Mekudesh Esli Lacha Shetamus Ishti." His wife is about to die, so he says, "Harei." He tells his wife's sister, who's single, "Harei Mekudesh Esli." After your sister dies, and then it'll be Achas Ishti. It's not Litzra Alei Bechaya. After the wife dies, no Litzra Achas Ishti. So that's a Dovah Shel Bolio. So the Mishnah says that it's not Chal. So the Mishnah gave an example. The second wide line, Mishnah Kedushin, gives an example. A stranger comes over to the Yevama Lashuk and he says, Harei Mekudesh Esli Lacha Sheyachlatz Loch Yivimech. After the Yevam will do Chalitza. Right now, he can't be Mekadosher. Sounds like Ein Kedushin Tovsin B'Yevama Lashuk. He can't be Mekadosher now. So that's why it's a Dovah Shel Bolio. So the Mishnah says, Ein Mekudeshes. So the Gemara says it's a beferish and Mishnah like Rav. Then ain't kedushin tops and bivah malashuk. So the Gemara says Mishlokim ilang lesbik. And the third wide line, Mishlokim says, if not for the fact that Rav Chiya commended Rav Yechanan that he pointed out this Mishnah, one could be doicha. The Mishnah doesn't necessarily indicate that Rav is right. Maybe the Mishnah only follows Rabbi Kiva's opinion. Rabbi Kiva holds that Chavi Lavin and Kedushin Tops and Chavi Lavin. Chavi Lavin is very similar to Chavi Krisis, just like and Kedushin Tops and Chavi Krisis, and the Vlad is a Mamzer. So Rabbi Kiva would say and Kedushin Tops and Chavi Lavin and the Vlad is a Mamzer. And according to Rabbi Kiva, that Chavi Lavin is similar to Chavi Krisis, so he would say Yivam Alashuk is only a lab, but just like a real Eshishish with his curse, the Enkadushin Topsin, so Yivam Alashuk is also a little Eshishish, there's only a lab, there's no curse, it'll also be Enkadushin Topsin. But it could be that since we don't pass like Rabbi Kiva, Kiva holds Enkadushin Topsin, Chavi Lavin, Chavi Lavin, Chavi Krisis, we don't pass like him, so in Mele, Kedushin would be Topsin by Yivam Alashuk. So that's how Ishlokish was Decha. So the Gemara says, that's what we left off last week, the last two lines. No, how can you say that the Mishnah in Kiddushin follows Rabbi Akiva's opinion that Chavi Lavin is like Chavi Krisis, so Yivam Alashuk is alive, so just like in Kiddushin Tovsin, by a full-fledged Eshishish with his chorus, so too Yivam Alashuk is also a semi-Eshishish, because the Zikas and Mikzas Ishus. So Chavi Lavin of an Eshishish, like Chavi Krisis, also in Kiddushin Tovsin, it can't be, because Rabbi Akiva is one of these Tanaim holds a Dovish Lo Bali Yonam. You can make a Kenya. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi, Rabbi Chia, the whole list, they all hold, you can make a Kenya on a Dovish Lo Bali Yonam. And the whole Mishnah in Kedushin is saying, you can't be Mekadosh by, it's not Chal, Kedushin is not Chal on a Dovish Lo Bali Yonam. So the Gemara says, it can't be Rabbi Akiva. And then they're going to prove, how do you know that Rabbi Akiva holds, like Rabbi Meir, that you can make a Kenya on a Dovish Lo Bali Yonam. So that's what they quote on the top line. Top line on Tzadik Gimel. So you need a little bit of a background for this. There's an institution of Nedorim. A Parsha Nechumash, you can take a Neder. The Gemara says on the first piece of Gemara in Nedorim, what's the difference between a Neder and a Shvua? So the Gemara says a Neder is an Issa Cheftze and a Shvua is an Issa Gavra. In recent years that the concept became very popular. Abchaim Soloveitchik speaks a lot in the Sefer. Sometimes there's a thing that's an Issa Chepte, and sometimes it's an Issa Gavra. So the source for this distinction, the first piece of Gemara Nedarim, that there's a fundamental difference between a Neder and a Shvur. Neder is an Issa Chepte, and Shvur is an Issa Gavra. There are many differences, Aloch HaLamaisa, between the two. So one of the many differences is like this. A Shvur is an Issa Gavra. So you can have a shvua b'kol miyaseh or b'shevi al tes. A person can say, I take a shvua, I will eat the cookies tonight. The whole box of cookies, he takes a shvua, he will eat the cookies. Or you can take a shvua, I will not eat the cookies. The shvua, he binds himself either yes to do something or not to do something. A neder can never be b'kol miyaseh. There's no such thing as a neder b'kol miyaseh. Neder is always an isa cheftze. I say that this should be osa b'achila, I mean the cookies should be osa to me. So you can never have a neder b'kum b'yaseh. There's a gemara in the beginning of the dorm, the first parak in the dorm, where the gemara gives a case, a person took a neder to do something b'kum b'yaseh. Rabbi Kevega writes on the side of the gemara, there is no such thing. It doesn't exist. How can be a neder? He doesn't know what's going on. So they say it's a misprint in the gemara. The shalom in the dorm points out, all the surah in the dorm, they say it's a misprint. There is no such thing. You can't have a neder b'kum b'yaseh. You have nidrei mitzvah. A guy takes a neder, I will learn daf yomi tomorrow morning before shachris. You can have nidrei mitzvah b'kum b'yaseh, but nidrei iser, the two different parshas in the Chumash. Parsha in Parshas Matos is nidrei iser. And then at Parshas, where's the other one? Shoftim? I forgot. Kiseitze? I forgot. Kisid in nedla chamachalos achal deshama kidosh tidushani mimach. That's in Shoftim or Kiseitze. I forgot the way. That's nidrei mitzvah. Two different things. Nidrei mitzvah you can have b'kum b'yaseh, but nidrei iser is always b'shei v'altas. So that's one difference. You can have a shvur can either be b'kum b'yaseh b'shei v'altas. Neder is always going to be b'shei v'altas. Then there's another difference. I can only make a shvur on myself. I buy myself yes to do something or not to do something. I take a shvur. I will eat the cookies. I take shvur. I will not eat the cookies. A neder, I can make a neder on you. If the cookies belong to me, I can ask for the cookies on you. Let's say I have ice cream, And I see you come into my house, you're eating up my ice cream. So I say, there's a mission in Durham like that. A fellow walks into his house and he sees the partying. Everybody took all the food out of the refrigerator. Everybody's sitting and eating. He doesn't know who these people are. So he says, I asked all the food on everybody been there. Then it turns out one of them is his father. And he didn't realize. He wouldn't have. That's a neder betois. There are 10 people in the party, and the other 9 are strangers, and the father was a mistake. So that's a discussion in the Mishnah. Neder shuta miksasa huta kuba. The neder that he took against his father, that was a mistake. He doesn't even need a hataras nedar. If he would have realized that it's his father, who would never have made that neder. It's an umda namucha. So do you need a hatorah on the other 9? No, so that's a famous discussion in the Mishnah. But the Mishnah says there's such a thing. I can aser your potato chips. I'm supposed to lose weight. So I can take a neder. I aser your potato chips on me. I can aser my potato chips on you. I can't aser your potato chips on you. I'm not a balabas. I can't aser the bananas in this store on you. The bananas in the store don't belong to me. But because neder is an isachavtze, I can asa my bananas on you, I can asa my ice cream on you. So that's what this Mishnah is discussing, Mishnah Nedarim. A couple is married, and they don't get along. So the wife makes a neder. One of the dinim of the Rabbanim, there are dinim in the Torah, the reciprocal obligation between the husband and the wife. The husband has shibudim to the wife, and the wife, some of them are sheksus v'anis and chumash. Husband has a shibud sheksus v'anis to support the wife and so on. And the wife has shibudim to the husband. So then you look in the Rambam collects all the Gemaras, they're reciprocal his chayvus in between the husband and the wife. So one of the dinim is the husband is mukhiv b'mezaynis ishto, is mukhiv to support the wife in exchange for the mezaynis, so the husband is entitled to ma'aseh yadeho. So let's say the woman types term papers at home. University students ask her to type term papers. Or she knits yarmulkes and she makes a little money. Or she takes in, she does laundry for people. She lives near the yeshiva, she does laundry for people, and she makes a few dollars at home. So that's the din. The husband is entitled to ma'aseh yadeho. Let's say the wife has a full-time job. She's a lawyer. And she goes to work. She goes and she makes a fortune of money. That's a big machlokes in Rishonim. The husband is entitled to ma'aseh yadeho. A full-time job also. So the Torah quotes Rabbeinu Yishai, that's not what it means. And usually we assume not so, that even if the wife has a full-time job out of the house, the husband is entitled to all the ma'aseh yadeho. If provided he's giving him a zaynus. Provided he's giving, not giving him a zaynus, they're reciprocal. So she can say, she can say, don't do me any favors, I don't need your cookies, your zaynus, I don't need your support. I'm making more than all of you. She's making $200,000. She doesn't need him. She doesn't need his zaynus. So the Mishnah has a case, the couple has friction in the marriage, and the wife says, I aser all of my, whatever money I'll earn. She does little jobs around the house. So she says, whatever money I earn, I aser it on you. So the din usually is, if I have ice cream, I can aser the ice cream on you. Child is over here, but I can't aser your ice cream on you. I can't aser someone else. I can only aser my ice cream on you. So the wife's ma'aseh yadayim belongs to the husband. Midirabbanan. In our Torah, there is no such thing. It's only a din midirabbanan. Ma'aseh yadayim is labailam. But midirabbanan hefka bez nefka, so that she's not the balabas over the money that she, the few dollars that she earns. Ma'aseh yadayim goes to the husband. So that's what the Tanakhama says. The woman takes a neder, she says, koinim. Koinim is a slang word. It's not a word it's not a real word. It's a make-believe word. What they used to say was, I take a neder that he has to lose weight, so he says, the cookies and the ice cream should be like a korban l'Hashem. Should be like a korban. And they would usually say a korban l'Hashem. They would say Shem Shemaim. So that's a shtikal motzi Shem Shemaim. Why do you have to say a korban and mention Shem Hashem? So the Chachamim invented a word that doesn't exist, which is a slang word. Once they invented it, instead of saying a korban, the next thing that's going to slip out of your tongue is going to be korban l'Hashem. The cookies and the ice cream should be like a korban l'Hashem, and I should need it like hekdesh. So they don't want you to say Shem Shemaim l'Vatola. So they said, instead of saying korban, say koinim. Koinim will not, your tongue will not, the next word will not be koinim l'Hashem. Korban Hashem, that's an expression. A Kodim Hashem doesn't make sense. So Kodim is a corruption of the word Korban. And since it's a slang, let's say a person takes an eder, so he has to speak a language. So if he takes an eder in English and Yiddish and Hebrew and French, any language is acceptable. What if he takes an eder in slang? He's the only one who speaks that language. So that's a question, whether that's valid or not. They have the shurim from the Brisker Rav on Erchin, the only one on Kotchin. So he assumed that it has to be a language. The halacha recognizes all the languages, but he's not sure how many people have to speak the language. Let's say there's some pig Latin that only the students in this class invented their own pig Latin, have their own language. Only 25 students talk like this. Rabbi Soloveitchik wasn't sure, is that acceptable? Is that called a language? You have to have nefesh kisishova levate besosan. When you take a neder or a shvua, you have to speak it out in some language or another. He's not sure how many people have to speak the language that the halacha should recognize it as a language. On the first daf in Nazir, if you look in the back of the Gemara, they have the Bichas Rosh, they have Chidusha Torah there. From one, he gave shurim and valoj and yeshiva during the lifetime of Rav Chaim Valoj, Abosha Tiktina. So he quotes a Yerushalmi that if the person says in advance, when I say yes, I mean no. When I say no, I mean yes. When I say potatoes, I mean oranges. When I say I'm potato, he says, when I say neder, I mean shvua. When I say shvua, so he makes up his own translation. He says, I take a shvua that I will eat potatoes. And according to his language, it means I'm taking a neder that I will not eat bananas or whatever. So the Mishalmi says that that's good. Even though it's a language that's not spoken by anybody, he made up his own language. So the Yerushalmi says that, okay, so this word kainim, the rabbis invented the word kainim. We assume that once they invented it, it became slang, and it's considered an accepted word. Kainamis. The Tanoim have kainam. Kainamis means nadar. A person takes a neder, so he says kainim, so that's an accepted language, even though there is no such word. In the Hebrew language, the rabbis invented their own word because they didn't want you to say korban, because the next thing they're going to say is korban Hashem. They didn't want to be motzi shem shamayim v'atom. So the woman takes a neder, so he says, I hereby declare that any money that I earn should be usher like a carbon to my husband. She doesn't get along with the husband. So the Mishnah says, en tzarch lahafir. The husband doesn't have to be mefer. She's not the balabas. The money belongs to the husband. I can't usher your ice cream on you. How can I usher the money that I earn on my husband? The money I earn belongs to the husband. Mitam takanos chachamim. Minatora, there is no such minatora. Maisi deus liatzma, but midrabbanan hefkebez mehefkem. Midrabbanan made a takana that whatever money the wife earns belongs to the husband. So she doesn't have the ability. She doesn't have the right to asir it on the husband. The husband doesn't have to be made for kamzer. By kivan, he disagrees. Yofer, he's an etzatayv. The husband better be made for the nether. The husband has the right to be made for nidre ishto if it's a neder shebeino lebeino, a nidre inu nefesh. So this is not inu. Inu nefesh means the wife took a neder, she's not going to eat, not going to drink milk, she's not going to drink any orange juice. So that's inu nefesh. She's going to be suffering a little bit. If she takes a neder, she's not going to eat duck. So I haven't eaten duck in 50 years. You can live without the duck. That's not inu nefesh. But she takes energy, she's not going to drink coffee, something that is not going to eat bread, not going to eat fish, not going to eat flesh. That's inu nefesh. So, but over here, she took a neder on him. She took a neder to asa her money that she earns on him. But that's not inu nefesh. That's not inu nefesh to her. Taisa says, it's probably beno the beno. The husband only has the ability to be made for nedarim that have inu nefesh or beno the beno. So Taisa scratches a little bit. The second Taisa, Sansari Gimel, that was problematic. Why does a husband have the right to be mefer here? A husband can't be mefer all nidorim. Can only mefer nidorim she beino lebeino nidri nefesh. So Tosfos said this probably qualifies as beino lebeino, because it's going to cause friction in the marriage, because some of the money does belong to the husband, some of the money does not belong to the husband. So it's going to be difficult for the husband to determine which money he's allowed to keep, which money he's not allowed to keep. It's going to cause friction. So Tosfos says Tanayim apparently consider it Beno lebeno, and therefore the husband has the ability to be mefer. So what's the machlokes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Akiva disagrees? Rabbi Akiva Omer doesn't say Omer Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva means he disagrees with the Tanakama. Whatever it says Omer Rabbi Akiva, it's a new memory. It says Rabbi Akiva Omer means he disagrees with the Tanakama. What are they fighting about? So Tosis quotes from the Gemara and Ksubis. The machlokes is husband is entitled to the Maisi Adeha of Ishtai. So what's the definition, Maisei Adayin? So the wife types, turn papers, she knits yarmulkes, she does a little laundry, she does light things, she makes a couple of dollars. What if she works her head off? What if she works her head off? And she earns more than a normal woman would earn. Let's say that the wife has a full-time job and she's always running to the office, a lawyer, a doctor, something like that. Sometimes that's called Hadofa Adei Atrak. She made more than would be expected for a woman because she works, she hardly sleeps. She works all day and all night. So that's a machlokes hatanaim, is the husband even entitled to hadofai de'atchak? So you got to look in all the Gemara, so the Gemara defines exactly what's the nekudas hamachlokes. So the Tanakhama says the husband is entitled to everything, so the wife can't ask her. It's like the wife will make a nether, I ask her your ice cream on you. She's not a balabas. She can ask her ice cream on her husband. She can ask someone else's ice cream on herself. She's a balabas on herself, she's a balabas on her ice cream. But if the ice cream doesn't belong to her, and she asks him the ice cream on her husband, she nishkin balabas on the husband, nishkin balabas on the ice cream. She can't make the net. So Tarakam says, she's not a balabas on any of my siyadah. The husband is entitled to all of my siyadahim. Ain't sorch lahafah, you don't need hafah. Rabbi Akiva disagrees because he holds hadaf aliyat chak, belongs to the wife. It will belong to her. So therefore, the husband, we would recommend you offer the husband better be made for than another. Why? Shematadif alav yosim and haroiloi. Maybe she'll work her head off. She'll have adaf adeatchak, and that she is entitled to. So then it's that money is hers. It's going to be hard to figure out exactly how much of the money that she earned goes to the husband. How much of the money does she have the right to keep? So then Rabbi Akiva recommends he should be made for than another. So the Gemara says, but wait a minute. She's asring bahano the money that she didn't earn yet. She has a fight with her husband now, so she wants to get even. So she says, the extra money that I'm going to earn this week, the basic $500 that I can earn during the week with easily, so that's yours, you're entitled. But I'm going to make $20,000 a week, because I'm going to work my head off all day and all night. So that's hadofa de'atchak. So the extra $19,500, according to Rabbi Akiva, she's entitled to. So she has the ability to ask her that on her husband, but she didn't earn the money yet. She's going to earn the money in the course of the week, in the course of the next year. So you see, Rabbi Akiva holds, you can make a net there on a davish labaliyot. It's the same thing. Can you write a get for the woman who's not married to you to the mimikadosh the nachris before she converted? It's all the same. Can I sell you the house if I didn't buy it yet? It's all the same thing. It's all an example of davish labaliyot. So they say, you see from that, that's a Mishnah Ksuvus. You see from that Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva is all the opinion that a davish labaliyot is mischal. He says it by neder, so who adinami by kiddushin. So you can't say this to the Gemara. The point of the Gemara is you can't say that the Mishnah in kiddushin, where it says, Harei mukadeshes li lacha shiachlas loch yivamech. The woman is a Yirama Lashuk, she didn't have Chalitza yet. So if a stranger comes over, he gives a Kiddushin. Kiddushin should be Chal after the Yavam does Chalitza. So the Mishnah says it's a Dovah Shal Ba'olam, it's no good, but it can't be according to Rabbi Akiva. You see, Rabbi Akiva holds, you can make a Chalois on a Dovah Shal Ba'olam. So the Gemara says now, that's not necessarily a good proof. The Gemara says in the third line, it's not a good source. You cannot prove from here that Rabbi Akiva holds. You can make a chaloy san adorosh abol yonam, lachazman. She says, if and when I learn $20,000 instead of $500 a week, so I take a neder, I ask the extra $19,500 on you. So you can't prove she didn't earn the money yet, so all the money is a dovish abol. The Gemara says, no. The Gemara is going to give another example now. Let's say I have a farm, and every year, fruits and vegetables and tvua. Let's say I have trees and it bears fruits. So I want to sell you the fruits that are going to grow Shnas Tov Shin Pei Aleph. This year Shnas Tov Shin Pei. I want to sell you the pears that are going to grow Tov Shin Pei Aleph. So the pears that are going to grow Tov Shin Pei Aleph is a Dovish Lebonim, didn't grow yet. But the karka and the trees exist already. So what if I sell you the tree I tell you the Dovish HaBoli Yonam with respect to the Dovish HaBoli Yonam. Whoever owns the tree, Memela owns the Paris. That's called Ara Yashbach. Akarka Shali Hishbiach. If I own the karka, and I own the trees, and the trees bear fruit, so whoever is the owner of the karka owns the Paris. So let's say I sell you the trees, which is a Dovish HaBoli Yonam, the trees exist. I sell you the trees, not the gamre, should belong to you, the Yonam Void. And the Paris I grow, Tavshin Pei, Tavshin Pei Aleph, Tavshin Pei Beis, the Yonam Void, everything that grows. No, I sell you the tree, Kinyan Lachatsoi. I sell you the tree with respect to the right of Aroy Ashbach, Vishnas Tavshin Pei Aleph. So that's a way to get around. The Gemara said that's a way to get around the din, that you can't make a Kinyan on a Dovish HaBoli Yonam instead of selling the Paris of Tavshin Pei Aleph, the wheat pask and the Kinyan is not Chal. Make a kinyan on the tree, which is a Dovish HaBoli Yonam, with respect to the Dovish HaBoli Yonam. That's not a problem. If the kinyan is chal on a Dovish HaBoli Yonam, it's not chal. But if the kinyan is on a Dovish HaBoli Yonam with respect to the Dovish HaBoli Yonam, that is good. So that's what the Gemara says. You can't prove in that Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that the wife can ask the money that she didn't earn yet. She didn't earn the money, the $19,500 yet. Hoitmar Allah is up there, you're wrong. That's not Pshat Rabbi Akiva. Hoitmar Allah, in connection with that Mishnah Subas, Omar Ahun Rabbi Rabbi Shua, Ba'meres, she didn't say I aser Bahanoa on the husband. She didn't say I aser the $19,500 that I didn't earn yet. No, she says, my hand should be hegdish with respect to the money that I'll earn. So she owns the hands. The Omeris, the case was she cut Shiyodai I say him. My hand should be hegdish to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Lo say him. Tesis explains the third Tesis. Lo say him means to the Rebbeinu Shalom. My hand should be hegdish with respect to a person doesn't own his body. A person doesn't own his body. That's Rav Zevin many years ago published an essay that's called Mishpat Shylock. That Shylock wanted to collect a pound of flesh. So he published a whole essay, does a person own his body, can he be mocked at a pound of flesh? He quotes all the Rishonim, a person doesn't own his body. So how can you sell yourself as an Eved? So the answer is, every person owns himself with respect to Maisi Adayim. You don't own yourself with respect to the flesh. You own yourself with respect to the right to earn money. So she says, he cut Shiyodai li I say him. My hand should be hegdish l'shamayim. The Adayim is Neba Alma. The Adayim do exist. It's a Dovish HaBoli Yonam. I don't own my hands that have a right to cut off the finger to donate my hand to somebody. I own my hands with respect to my Adayim. I have the ability and the right to earn money. So just like this is a big jump, just like if I own a tree, I own a farm with trees. I say, I'm makning the trees to you with respect to the Paris that are grown top Shin Pei Aleph. So that's a way to get around the chisaron of Dovish HaBoli Yonam. I'm selling you the tree with respect to the Dovish HaBoli Yonam. That's legitimate. So over there, the fruits grow out of the tree. The fruits naturally grow out of the tree. So it's like I sell you a piece of rubber and then you stretch out the rubber. It's a hemshech, the same thing. I sell you the tree, so the fruits that grow from the tree flow from the tree. Here, the $19,500 doesn't flow from the hands. She does work. She's a doctor, a lawyer, whatever she does. She makes phone calls and she does surgery, whatever she does. But it doesn't grow from the hands. But still, the Gemara says, a chiddush, it's a big jump. The Gemara says, you can make a neder on the Dovish HaBoli Yonam with respect to the Dovish HaBoli Yonam, even though the $19,500 don't grow from the hands. She's going to do work. She's going to get a job. She's going to earn money. So the person owns his body, Baharai can sell himself as an Eberivi.
And he sells the tree, Lugavi de Peiros.
So only Lugavi de
Peiros. Who owns the tree?
Right. Like you have, tree? Like you can have Shutvin 50-50, you can have Shutvin 95-5. One person owns 95% of the tree, one person owns 5%. So here we split the Shutvas differently. The tree belongs to me for all intents and purposes. The tree belongs to you with respect to the Paris of Tavshin Pei Aleph.
Can I cut down the tree?
No, no. It only belongs to you with respect to Aroy Ashbach of Tavshin Pei Aleph.
No, I'm a Balabos. That's all the tree for the
Paris. No, I can't cut it then. I'll be mopsed him. He owns the tree with respect to the Paris of Tavshin Pei Aleph. So he can't cut down the tree because it belongs to me. I can cut down the tree because it belongs to him with respect to that. We have to agree. We both should, and we have to agree. So usually you talk about shutfis percentage-wise, 50-50, 90-10. Here it's a different kind of slicing. It's a kinyan lachatzayim. You own the tree with respect to the schus of Arai Ashbach, Hapshnas Tov Shem Pei Aleph. With respect to all the other intents and purposes, I own the tree. The Gemara has such a discussion. There's a din if an Eved, there's a din of a Sharamuad kills an Eved Kanaini. If my Sharamuad kills someone's Eved Kanaini, so I have to pay Shloshim Shalevet. That pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. So what if one person has an Eved Kanaini and he sells the Eved Kanaini to somebody else with respect to Shloshim Shalevet? The Eved Kanaini belongs to you for all intents and purposes, but you sold it to someone else with respect to. So you can sell the Eved Kanaini to someone else with respect to Fridays. You own the Eved Kanaini 6 days a week, and Friday the Eved Kanaini belongs to him, he has to work for him. You can sell the Eved Kanaini 50-50, and we'll figure out when he's going to do the work for you, when he's going to do work for the other one. Or you can sell the Eved Kanaini, the Gemara has a Shaila. Is it such a thing, Marcha Abda the Knas? Can you sell an Eved Kanaini with respect to Shloshim Shalevet? If a Shah Amud will kill the Eved Kanaini, he should be entitled to acquire that money. That's a knas. Maybe that's in Gansen. Maybe there is no such a kinya lachatzon. So the Gemara discusses these kind of funny examples of mechira lachatzon, a kinya lachatzon.
The person doesn't own his body, the body parts. How can one donate a kidney to someone else?
The person doesn't own the parts of his body. It's an isa to be chayvel on yourself. You're not allowed to harm yourself. But Mishum Pikuach Nefesh, if he's saving someone's life, so then it's mutter. Are you mechuyev too? Probably not. That's what many poskim say. Let's say this fellow needs a kidney to save his life, or to live longer. He'll live short and to live longer. It's also called Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh, not only if he's going to die within 24 hours, even, let's say, if you can ascertain that because the person is going to fast on Yom Kippur, he's going to die a day younger. Like this, he would live to the age of 120, like this, he's going to live till the day before 120. Then we would say everyone should eat on Yom Kippur. That's called Pikuach Nefesh. But that's a joke. No one will say they know. It's not even called the suffix HaKonos Nefoshes, that because he's fasting today on Yom Kippur, it's a suffix, he may die a day earlier. That's not even called the suffix HaKonos Nefoshes. But you have a chayla, and the doctors say he needs a kidney. So you're probably not, most poskim hold, you're not mechuyev to donate a kidney. But if you do donate, it's a midas chasidus. That's pikuach nefesh of the chayla. Allows me to be chayvel biatzmi. You're right. I don't own the kidney. I don't have the right to charge him money for it. It's not mine. I have no right to charge. Maybe I have the right to ask him, you want me to do a midas chasidus? To live on one kidney, so I want you to help me out. But it's not really a mechira. I have no ability to sell a kidney. You're right, I don't own the kidney. I own my body with respect to the ability to make money. There's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid. Let's say there are two friends who are both tailors, or both barbers, whatever. And one of them makes a fortune in money. He's in one neighborhood. The other one hardly makes a living. And one year, some years, the other one makes a fortune. He hardly makes a living. So they want to make a shutfus together. So they want to make up an agreement. However much money they'll earn, they'll divide it equally between the two of them. So if he has a good year and he has a bad year, he'll give him. If he has a good year and he has a bad year, he'll give him. So that's a machlokes as the Rambam and the Ravid. So the Rambam says, there is no such thing. I'm maknan to you half of the money that I'm going to earn. I didn't earn the money yet. It's a davar shelo yoilam. So I can't make a kinyan. Nice at the end of the year, if I earned all the money and I'll give you half of my money, that's fine. But can you make a binding agreement in the beginning of the year that should bind you, that you won't be able to back out, that you have to give half of your earnings to him, he should give half the earnings to you. So the Rambam says there is no such thing. It's a davar shelo yoilam. So the Rabbit says, why is it a davar shelo yoilam? Just like a person can sell himself as an Eved Ivri, so you see that a person doesn't own himself, the pound of flesh is not his, but he owns his body with respect to Maisi Adayim, he owns his body with respect to the right to earn money. And the Gemara says, I can't aser on my husband, the husband and the wife not getting along over here. So the wife wants to aser the extra $19,000 she's going to earn. The only mechayev to work to make $500 a week. And then she's very active. She works her head off and she made $20,000 a year. So she cannot aser the $19,000 on the husband. That's a davar shel ba'al yonah. But the Gemara said if she says, I aser my hands with respect to my siyadai, then she can, because the hands are davar shel ba'al yonah. A person does own himself. So the rabbis ask on the Rambam, why can't the two tailors make a shutfus together? Each one will be makna his body to the other one with respect to Maisei Adayim. So they each one, they'll both be shutfim in each other. That's what the writer asks on the Rambam. The writer says, based on these Gemaras, that a person doesn't own the flesh of his body, he can't sell the kidney, he doesn't own it, but he owns his body with respect to Maisei Adayim. So why can't they become shutfim? The Rambam holds not. Evidimi is a chiddush. Evidimi is a chiddush. But the rabbi got it from our Gemara that the person here is she's not making herself an homo evriya. She's makna. She's asering her body beneder on the husband with respect to ma'aseh adayim. It's a chiddush in the Gemara that such a thing works. So the Gemara said this.
Can a person be a mekadesh a woman who hasn't been born yet if he praises it in the terms of when the mother has peiros, because the mother already exists, the mother-in-law the exists, and you say this woman's peiros, meaning the daughter.
No. You see, there's a din aroy ashbach hakarka sheli hishbiach. So whoever owns the tree owns the fruits that grow on the tree. So I give you ownership of the tree with respect to the fruits. There is no such din that if I'm married to a woman, the children that she has are also married to me. There is no such din. There is a din, whoever owns a tree owns the peris, that's aroy ashbach. Whoever owns the karka owns whatever grows from the karka. Or whatever. Let's say I go away to Israel for a year, somebody builds a whole hotel on my karka. So the din is the hotel belongs to me. That's also called aroy ashbach. There's one aroy ashbach when the peris grow out of the farm, grows on the tree. There's another aroy ashbach, shvacha de biyadayim. Someone else built a hotel on it without consulting me. So I'm kind of the hotel because it's on my karka. I have to pay him something though because it belongs to him also. On the one hand, Aroy Ashbach, the hotel belongs to him. On the other hand, he created the Shvach. So he's also entitled. So the Gemara says, in the Bar Metzia, you have to figure out how much I have to pay him for building the hotel on my empty lot. But there is no such din by marriage. There is no din automatically if you're married to a woman. So whatever children grow out of the woman are also married to me.
No, I'm asking, he's not married to anybody yet, but he wants to get married to the future daughter of some woman. So can he likes a certain family, he wants to get married to their future daughter, which they don't have yet. Can he say that he can't phrase it that he's married to her because she doesn't exist.
So according to Reb Meir, you can. He say, if your wife gives birth to a baby, I want to marry her. So if the father is so crazy that he agrees. So according to Reb Meir, if and when the baby girl is born, she'll be Mekudesh. But we don't pass like Reb Meir. We pass he can make a davar shel ba'al yonah. So you want to say, let him convert it into your diet. You can't over here.
Right.
No, so by a tree, there's a din. Whoever owns the tree owns the peiros. So I give you ownership of the tree with respect to the peiros of Tavshin Peah. So maybe the peiros will be yours. But here there is no such din. If you're married to a woman, all the daughters that are born to her are also married to you. There is no such din.
He's not married to the woman.
See, one, but he said, if he would say, Hariat Mukadesh is, but she's married to her husband. That's just she's an amana, and she's pregnant. He's not marrying the mother, even if he marries the mother of the child who wasn't born yet. There is no such thing that whoever is married to the mother automatically becomes married to the daughters. So you can convert it. By the neder, you can convert it. Instead of saying, I ask the $19,000, but I'm not a husband, I ask my hands with respect to my siyadayim. Because the siyadayim come, the money, the $19,000, comes because she did work with the hands. But over here, the kiddushin on the daughter doesn't come as a result of his being married to the mother. He's not married to the mother. You're making separate kedushin on the blood, so that's a real davar shel ba'al yonah.
What's the hadora of mashkon eishikon
rabba? Yeah,
I mean
mashkon eishikon is a different din. That's
that
a different din.
What does that mean?
That means if someone gives a matana to my wife, That's also a din med the rabban. It's not a din med the Torah. By yevik nani, it's a din med the Torah. Mashikani yevik on a rab is a din med the Torah. If my yevik nani is a rich man before he became my yevik nani, he has $1 million in the bank. You don't say Mashikana Abakana Rabbo. While he's my Ebit, someone gives him money, so then the money goes to me. That's Mashikana Abakana Rabbo. So Mashikana Abakana Rabbo, that's a din derais. Mashikana Sayishan Kanabada, that's a din medirabana. If someone gives a matana to my wife, so the moment she acquires it, it belongs to the husband. Then there's another din. No one gives her a matana. She finds a $1 million bill in the street. So that's another takana. That's Mitzias Isha Labailo. It's a different din. Let's say when I marry the girl, she has $1 million in the bank. That's not Mashikan Seisha Kanabaila. That money belongs to her. Mashikan Seisha Kanabaila, if someone gives her a matana while we're married, so that matana goes to me, Midi Rabbana. So first the Gemara thought on the bottom of Tzari Beis on the base, the Rabbi Kiva is the one who thinks Dovah Shel Bali Yolam Yischal, because that's what you see in the Mishnah. The wife can make a neder to Asa B'Hanor, the $19,500 that she didn't earn yet. And then the Gemara says, no, Rapuna Brei, the Rabbi Yishua interpreted, she converted the neder over there. She asked her hands, the hands are Bali Yolam. True, she doesn't own the hands that she has, doesn't have the right to sell the hands to someone else, but she owns the body, she owns her body with respect to Maisi Adayim. So she asks the hands with respect to the $19,000 that she's going to earn from that. From the hands. So the Gemara says this reinterpretation of Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah that he really holds he cannot make a kinyan on the Dovah Shel Bali Yolam, but she worded the neder in such a way that she asked the Dovah Shel Bali Yolam with respect to the $19,000. That's in disagreement. Please, the Rav Nachman Yitzchak, because Rav Nachman Yitzchak gave a list of all the Tanoim and Amoraim, Rabbi Rabchi and Rabbi Yudah Nasi and Rabbi Akiva, that they all hold Dovah Shel Bali Yolam is chal. So that's a machlekes. What's pshat in that Rabbi Akiva? The posh pshat Rabbi Akiva is that he holds like a mayor, that you can make a neder on the Dovah Shel Bali Yolam, on the $19,000 that you didn't earn yet. You can answer it on the husband. And there's a way to reinterpret it, but that's the question. Is that really pshat in Rabbi Akiva? So that's a machlekes amaron.
And we call it
Rabbi
Meir, it's really Rabbi Akiva.
What?
Why do we always say it's Rabbi Meir when it's really Rabbi Akiva? Some,
yeah, a whole bunch of Tanoim. I don't know, Rabbi Meir somehow. The sheet of Dovah Shel Bali is attached to Rav Meir, but you have so many other prominent Tanoim and Amoraim, a whole lot of that. I don't know. That's an interesting question. So the Gemara is going to explain, where do you see all these Tanoim, hold like all the Amoraim? So they're going to take one by one. So they say, Rav Huna Maihi, where do you see the Rav Huna holds like a Rav Meir, that you can make a Kenyan on Dovah Shel Bali, the Itma? We have the following Machloikas. In Bava Metzia, a man has a farm, and he's going to grow peris, Tavshin Pei Aleph. The peris didn't grow yet, Tavshin Pei Aleph. So what if I make a peris dekal achavero, I sell you the peris that are going to grow in the course of the year, but they didn't grow yet. If I sell you the farm with respect to the peris that are going to grow, so the farmers are the sodas of Dovah Shel Bali Yolam, and the peris are going to grow from the farm, so that's, the Gemara says there in Bava Metzia, if you word it like that, here's Samachba. Gemara says in Bava Metzia, if you word it like that, I sell you deka lipeiris, I sell the soda lipeirisov, so that's a kinyan lachatzon, that's good, but he didn't do that. He's selling the peiris that are going to grow. So that's a Dovah Shel Bali Yolam. So Rav Huna is of the opinion that you can make a kinyan on a Dovah Shel Bali, but it won't be chalat till it'll be Bala Yolam, the kinyan. So kol zman that the kinyan didn't take effect, habecha peris dekal chaveiro, om Rav Huna, atchela bolo yolam, kol zman the peris didn't grow yet, yochel achseba, either the mecher or the lakech, either party has a right to back out. Because it's not chal. If you hold like Rav Meir, Dovah Shel Bali Yolam, it means it's like lach alamed. Anyone who makes a kiddush in lach alamed, you make a mechira, you give a get lach alamed, so it's lach alamed. So it's not chal until it's bolo yolam. But Mishabola Olam, after the parents grow, Eli Yochel Achsebo, because the Kenyan is Chal, and the Dovah Shel Bali Yolam. And we don't pass him like that, we pass him like Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman Amar, Rav Nachman disagrees with Rav Huna, Hap Mishabola Olam, Vaita Yochel Achsebo, because the Kenyan is not Chal, and the Dovah Shel Bali Yolam. But he says the following, let's say, I want to sell you the parents that are going to grow Tavshin Pei Aleph. And we make a Kenyan, and then it comes Tavshin Pei Aleph, and the parents grow, and you start taking all the peris. Then I say, after they grow, then I say, I back out. But you already took a lot of peris. And I told you a year ago, this is Tav Shin Pei this year, so I told you, you paid me money, let's say, you made a kinyan chalitim, whatever, made a kinyan, and the kinyan will not even be chal after it will be bol olam, because the Dov Shlomo can make a kinyan. But I told you, you to take it, and then I back out later. Whatever peris you took, you can keep. I gave you permission to take it. So that's where Rav Nachman says, Moedina, I admit to Rav Huna, the Shomet V'Ochel, when it comes to Tavshin Pei Aleph, and some of the peris grow. And I told you a year and a half ago that you can take the peris. We made a kinyan. They're not going to force you to give me back the peris. I gave you permission to take the peris. But then if I change my mind, I have, since the kinyan was never chal on a Dov Shalom, I can always back out later on. So you see, that's the machlekes Rav Huna Rav Nachman. Can you make a kinyan on a Dov Shalom Yolam? No, there's no mechila at the end. It's a matana. I gave you permission. I told you you can take the peris. You paid me, you made a kinya. I say take the peris. So then I can always back out in the middle. But whatever peris you took already, I was makna to you.
He paid for it.
He paid for it, okay.
So it's not a
matana. Okay, it's a mechira. After I back out, then I have to reimburse all the money because he paid me in advance. So all the peris that are going to grow and Tavshin paid out.
He has to make a new kinyan. There's no kinyan.
No, I took it home.
The original kinyan
was not valid. But then I didn't back out yet. So in the middle of Shnas Tavshin Pei Aleph, you're taking peris. I see you taking peris. That was the agreement. So I let you take it. You take it home. So you have it home. Then I back out now. You already made a kinyan on the pay. You took it home, and I gave you permission to take it home. But now I back out in the middle of Tavshin Pei Aleph. So he holds, Rav Nachman holds, I have a right to back out, because the original kinyan was never chal. But whatever peris you took home already, so that's yours. You're kind of with the kinyan chatzah. You're kind of with kinyan hagbah. You took it home, so you kind of... Then the Gemara is listing off all the Tanoim hold like this. So they say, Rav also holds. Dov Shalaboliyom. Rav holds he can make a kinyan. Rav, where do you see that Rav holds he can make a kinyan? Dov Shalaboliyom. Rav Huna Amar Rav. Rav Huna says in the name of Rav, he was a Talmud. Oy malach aveiro, sodazu shani lo keyach. I'm negotiating to buy a field. They'll never sell you the field, they don't like you. But they're negotiating to sell me the field, and I'm not interested. So I say, if I ever succeed in getting the field from the Meicher, I'll flip it over to you. I make a kinyan now that the field should belong to you the day after I succeed in buying it. So I'm selling you a Dovish Laboli Olam. So he says, Soda Zu Shani Lakech, I'm about to buy it from the owner, Likshekachena, after I succeed in getting it the day after, Knuy Lacham Meyashav, it should belong to you. So Rav holds Kona. You can make a kinyan on a Dovish Laboliyom. The kinyan won't be chal until it'll be bol olam fashteitzich. It's a kinyan lachalamed yom. But he holds the kinyan will be chal, and we paskin that. So we paskin. You cannot make a kinyan on a Dovish Laboliyom. So here there's a famous discussion, this long gigantic Tosfos with the Ramban and the Rashba. There's a famous discussion. What does it mean? Kinyan lachal me'achshav. What kind of lashon is that? The fellow is negotiating to sell me a field. It's going to take another couple of weeks, another couple of months, till the lawyers work out all the details. So I say, the soda that he's about to sell me, I'm making a kinyan to you, it should belong to you, me'achshav. It can't be me'achshav. The sheet of Rab Meir and Rab Akiva, Rab Lozim and Azariah, Rab Lozim, all these people, they hold us like lachalamed. You can make a kinyan lachalamed, but it can't be chal me'achshav. So what kind of a lotion is that? If I ever succeed in getting the field, it should belong to you, Me'achshav. It can't be Me'achshav. It's going to be Lachazman. The kinyan will be chal. My kinyan to you on the field will be chal after I succeed again. What kind of Lashon Me'achshav? So all the Rishonim say it's a Pella. So the Ritva says it doesn't mean anything. Me'achshav, the Balaratim, Balaba says Me'achshav doesn't mean anything. And all the other Rishonim say no, something changes. If you make a kinyan and a Dovish Laboliyonim and you say Me'achshav, something changes. But what exactly changes, So that's a three-way machlokes. Taisvis and the Ramban hold opposite from each other, and the Rashba doesn't understand why they disagree with each other. They should all agree. So Taisvis has the famous shita. Taisvis says like this: there is a din, there's an institution that's called Kol Sekinyonim. Kol Sekinyonim is like this: I want to divorce my wife. We don't have shalom bias, but the children are not married yet. So I want to wait till after the last Shevarbach. So I give her the get today, and I say the get should be chal the day after the last Shavuot Brachas. And the last Shavuot Brachas is two years from today. By the time it comes the day after the last Shavuot Brachas, she lost the get already. 2 years later. Or the get was ripped, it's destroyed. So what's the din? Is it good or not? The get is, I gave the get now, I gave a piece of paper, and I say, the get should be chal 2 years from today, after the last Shavuot Brachas is over. By the time I want to get to Bichal, the get is ripped up already. So that's a Mishnah in Gittin that it's no good. That's what we call Taisus Losh, and we call it Kol Sekinyon. He made a Maisi Kinyon, and Maisi Kinyon vanished. It disappeared. By the time it's supposed to Bichal, the Maisi Kinyon disappeared. Or let's say I sell you Karka, and you kind of Karka Bechazoke. How do you do Chazoke? No Goder Reparats. So let's say I sell you the karka, I want the kinya to be chal in August. August 1st, I'm moving to Eretz Yisro. So you make a kinya chazaka today. So you're not kinda today. I said, I want you to be kinda August 1st. I need the house now. So you made a kinya chazaka. Can chazaka be kinda lach alamed? Chazaka is, by the time it comes August 1st, the chazaka vanished into thin air. So it can't be kinda then. Taisus holds the din of kol sekinyon as a din by all kinyonim, except for kesef. The Gemara says, Taisus quotes the Gemara. Rav and Shmuel both say this following din: I give a girl $100 for kiddushin, and I say, I remember kiddushin li as of the day after graduation. We're both in college. I remember kiddushin the day after graduation. By the time it comes the day after graduation, she already spent all the money. She bought dresses and hats and whatever, shoes. All the money is gone. So the Gemara says, Rav Shmuel damet avayu, mikudeshes the kedushin eschal afal pishin esach lamoyt. Even though she spent all the money, I said should be called a kinyon. Whenever you make a kinyon and the maisi kinyon disappears, the piece of paper of the get is gone. By the time it comes the day after 2 years from today, day after the last Shavuot Brachas. Or I make a kinya chazok on the kak, make a kinya mishich on the behema. I sell you a behema, you make a kinya mishich, and I want the kinya shibichal as of August 1st. I'm still running the farm now. As of August 1st, I don't. So you make a mishich today. Mishich is supposed to indicate maisa bailus. It doesn't belong to you today. When it comes August 1st, you're not making the mishich. The mishich already vanished into thin air. Chazok also, chazok is kana karka. You make a Maisa Bailus. Right now, it belongs to me. And when it comes August 1st, you're not making the Maisa Bailus. It evaporated. So that's called Kol Sekinyonai. The only time that there's no issue of Kol Sekinyonai is by Kesef. Because Taisin says why? Because if I gave $100 for Kiddushin, and for some reason or another the Kiddushin fell through, then she's Bukhiv to give me back $100. Even though she spent all the money already, and it's not bien anymore, I consider it as if it's still bien, because if the kiddushin falls through for some reason or another, she's bukhiv to reimburse me. So it's as if the money is still there. That's the one exception to the rule.
She had enough money. She was dead.
Okay. Yeah. So that's considered as if the money is still bien. By kesef, it's considered as if the money is still bien. But if I made, let's say, kiddushin bishtar, or if I sold the karka bishtar, I gave a get, a shtar, and I want to get to the karka, the kiddushin of the mechira, to be chal in 30 days, and the shtar disappeared, but time comes, so it's no good. That's called kol sekinyon. So here there's a machlokes harishonim. What's the nature of the din of kol sekinyon? So let's say a man says, Hare mukadeshes li lacha lamed yom. So how do you understand that? You say he made the Maisi Kedushin today and the Chalois takes place later? Or you say it's not even considered a Maisi Kedushin until it comes Yom Lamed? So there are many hachachas from the Gemara that it's not that it's a Maisi now and the Chalois is postponed. It's not called a Maisi Kinyan. It's not called the Maisi Kiddush until it comes to Yom Lami. So that's what Tosis and the Ramban and the Rashba, they all say Pe'echot. If you say Aradova Shalom Boli Yolam Me'achshav, then we split, we say it's called the Maisa. Now the Chalos is postponed to later. If I make any Kinyan Lachalam Yom, I make Kiddushin Lachalam, I give a get Lachalam Yom, it's not even called a get. It's not called the Maisa Gerish until the Yom Lami. It's not called the Maisa Kinyan until the Yom Lami Aleph. But if you say Aradova Shalom Boli Yolam Me'achshav, it can't be Chal Me'achshav, the Chalos can't be now. He's not even married to her. How can you give a get? She's not even married. How can you give kiddushin? It's not chal now. If you say me'achshav anadovish lebaleh, I say it's a maisa now, and the chalos is chal later. So here is, what do you gain? What do you gain by saying that? That's what he asked me for. What do you gain by saying it's a maisa now? If you say me'achshav anadovish lebaleh, it's not chal me'achshav. It's not chal till lach lam yom. You gain, it's considered a maisa now, and only chalos is postponed till later. So what's the significance, what's the relevance of, it's just a bunch of words. What's enough community? It says a maisa now. So Tosis' opinion is that this din of kolsa kinyonai means that the maisa kinyon has to be in place at the time that you make the maisa kinyon. It's a tautology. Of course you need the maisa kinyon when you make maisa kinyon. So Tosis says, if you say Harei Mekadeshes Li Lach Alam Hayom, it's not called the Maisa Kiddush until Lach Alam Hayom. You give a get Lach Alam Hayom, it's not called the Maisa Get till Lach Alam Hayom. So if it comes Yom Lamed, and the get is gone already, so there's no Maisa Kiddush at the time that is supposed to be a Maisa Kiddush. But if you say on a Dovish Labaliyon Mayachshav, I say that Maisa Kiddush is now the Chalos is postponed. That's not a problem of Kolsa Kinyon. The definition of Kolsa Kinyana is that Maisa Kinyan should be present at the time that it's considered a Maisa Kinyan. Like he's saying the same words. That's a tautology, the same thing by definition. Same thing. So Taisa says that's the din of Kolsa Kinyana. But if you say Me'achshav Aradovish Albali Yolam, it's a Maisa Kinyan now the Chalos is later, so then it doesn't bother me the fact that Kolsa Kinyana. That's what Taisa holds. And the Ramban disagrees. So what are you talking about? Kolsa Kinyan is a din. The Maisa, the Shtar has to be kaim when the Chalos takes place. It doesn't help if you're going to say Me'achshav Anadovish Leboliyon. It's not Chal till after Lamed Yom. Since it's not Chal till after, if the Shtar disappeared, so it's not going to be Chal. So that's a Machlekes Tosis in the Ramban. That is Machlekes Tosis in the Ramban in the opposite direction. We have a din, let's say, I give the girl a ring and I say, Harei Mekadesh Sili Lach Lamed Yom. Can either of us back out? Toch Lamed Yom. So that's a machlokes of Yechon and Rishlokes. Rav Yechon says, Rishlokes said, you can't back out. Since I gave Kiddushin, you can't back out. And we pass like Rav Yechon, and that's called Osi Dibur, and Mevatel Dibur. Now he said, if I say, Harei Mekadesh Sli now, so you can't even back out, Toch De Dibur. The Gemara says, if I give you a Kinyan, I give you an automobile, I sell the automobile, I can only back out Turk de Dibur. If I'm a Kaddish and Isha, I give a get, you can't even back out Turk de Dibur. That's the command at the end of Nidarb. Can't even back out by getting Kiddushin, can't even back out Turk de Dibur. But if I gave Kiddushin Lach Alamed Yom, so then either of us has the ability to back out Turk Lamed Yom. So what if he said, Anadova Shalom Bali Yolam, Me'achshav? So Taisvis and the Ramban both say, if you say Me'achshav Aradovish Lebal Yolam, it's called the Maisa now and the Chalos is later. So would you be able, would Rabbi Yechon say you can back out here? So Tosis says you can still back out because the Halacha requires Das at the time of the Chalos. And the Ramban says, no, you don't need Das at the time of the Chalos. You only need Das at the time you're making the Maisa Kinyan. See, if I say Harei Mekadesh Sli Lach Alamed Yom, it's not even called the Maisa Kinyan until Lach Alamed Yom. So that's why you can back out in between. But if you say Anadovish Lebaliyon Me'achshav, then you succeed in making the Maisa now and the Chalos is later. So the Ramban says, once there was Das at the time of the Maisa, you don't need Das at the time of the Chalos. That's a discussion. Machne Ephraim has a discussion about that. Let's say a person makes a Kinyan Lach Alamed Yom. Thank you. First, he makes a kinyan lach alam yom, and then by the time it comes yom lamed, he's nishtate. He's already seen out. He doesn't know what he's doing. Is that chal? If he dies before it's chal, so there's no kinyan lach amisa, but he's still alive. But he's nishtate, so you can't say there's das at the time of the chalos. So that's a machlokes achreinim. Machlokes Frank quotes that was a machlokes. That's a machlokes Tosis and the Ramban. Tosis holds that kol sekinyan is a din. You need the maisekinyan present at the time that it's a maisekinyan. It's by definition you need it. So if you say me'achshav on a davar shel bal yodim, it's a maisa now and a chalos later. So there's not going to be a problem of kol sekinyan, but you can still back out till yom lamed because you need das at the time of the chalos. The Ramban holds everything the opposite. You don't need das at the time of the chalos. Just need das at the time of the maisa. But kol sekinyan will be a problem. Even though he said me'achshav is called the maisa now, but you need. The shtar should be kaim at the time of the halos. In the Rashba quotes Barichas, the Tosfos and the Ramban, he said, doesn't understand why they split. They should both agree with each other. Whenever you say me'achshav on a davar shel bal yodim, it should be considered the ma'aseh now and a halos postponed. Not that the whole thing is postponed. The ma'aseh is now, the halos is postponed. So you shouldn't be able to back out, like the Ramban said, and there shouldn't be a problem of kol sekinyan. So all three, the Tosfos and the Ramban and the Rashba, they all hold when you say me'achshav on a davar shel bal yodim, something changes. It's called a ma'aseh now and the halos is postponed. They just argue which din changes. The both dinim change, kol sekinyan and chazara, or only one of them, which one? The Ritva says the whole thing is ridiculous. Why me'a davar shel bal yodim? What kind of me'achshav? Nothing changes. I think Marsa me'achshav, the balabasik is up me'achshav, it doesn't mean anything. That's the Tanaim didn't mean that it has any significance. This is a very famous sugya. Okay, but in the next week we'll have to continue. Rich topic. Let's see, next week I'll be giving a shiur on Tuesday night, and then I'll be going to Eretz Yisrael right after the shiur. So the next week I'll miss. Next week I think is December 3rd, yes. If I'm not mistaken. Yes, so I'll give a shiur December 3rd, and then December 10th I'll be on the way back from Eretz Yisrael, so I'll miss the shiur. I'll miss the shiur for 1 week.
You'll be back in
Parshas. Yeah. At the end of Parshas Toldos, there's the famous pasuk. Vayar Esav kiroz b'nos kaman b'ene Yitzchak aviv. The father Yitzchak recommends to his son Yankiv that he should go back to Padan Aram and marry a girl from the family. Just like Eliezer and Avram went to Padan Aram to get a shidduch for Yitzchak, so Yitzchak wasn't allowed to go to Chutz Lartz. He was like a korban oila. Take a korban chutz l'mkom, it becomes nipsal b'yotze. So he could marry Benois Kanan. The father, Avram Avinu, told Eliezer, my son should marry Benois Kanan. He's not allowed to go to Chutz Lartz because he's a korban oila. So he had to send Eliezer and Avram to make the shidduch and the mekom nivel artzi pelech. Yankel Avinu was not hukdash as a korban, so he can go to Chutz Lartz. So the father told him, you go marry a girl, just like my shidduch came from the family, that made his tovah, so you go, you get marry a girl from the family. Vayishma Esav, Vayar Esav, Kiroz, B'nez Kalam, Ben, he sees that the father wants, he should marry someone from the family, so he goes and he marries someone from the family. But he doesn't marry a tzaddikus, like Yankel Avinu goes and he marries Rachel Balea, both the Nashim Tzadkoni. He goes and he marries Machlas Bas Ishmael, also from the family, but it's the part of the wrong part of the family. Wrong family. It's part of Avram Avinu's family, wrong family. So the Pasuk calls her the two traditions. What's the correct pronunciation? Mochalas or Machalas. The Mefoshim point out there are two ways. So the different Midrashim have different shitas. So some hold that the correct pronunciation is Machalas. Why? She was a machla. Rashi calls the medrash, Hosef Ishal Bishasai. He married another witch. Ikach Al Nashav Lodi, she took another witch. He married Nocha witch. Or the first ones were Marshoyos, and this one was also another Mashas. So that's according to the reading, Machalas, Nocha Machla. He married another machla. And the other tradition is that the pronunciation is Mochalas, Miloshen Mechila. And the Rishami says, based on this, that a chosen kala get married, nimchala maberoisav. You get a mechilas averus. Based on this, that she's called, they quote from the Maril Diskin, that maybe the Balkari should lay in it, it's in Maftir. So he says it twice. He says it by Shvi and says it by Maftir. So maybe she lay once Mochalas and once Machalas, with the two different traditions, what the correct pronunciation is. Yeah, so this idea that there's a mechilas avinus is of course on the assumption that he does tshuva. The Rama writes in Perek Aleph in Hilchos Tshuva, there's a machlokes hatanim whether Yom Kippur is mechapa if lo yosa tshuva. So the Rambam paskins la halacha, it's a shayla halacha lemaisa, not just a shayla for the Bezim Shomayim. It's relevant halacha lemaisa too. So we paskin, there's no, the Rambam paskin, some of the Goyim paskin, there is Yom Kippur is mechapa even belichul, but the Rambam's opinion has been the accepted one, that there's never any mechila without tshuva. So the Rambam writes, when a person gets the death penalty, the Mishnah says, we tell him to say vidu and do tshuva because Misa is only mechaper if you do tshuva. When they give him malka, so they tell him do tshuva, so the malka should be mechaper. When you bring a chatas, when you bring an osham, when a person dies, Misa on mitosa, they tell the person say vidu, because Misa is mechaper. So Yom Kippur also, the person not going to do tshuva is not going to get a kapara. There's a gemara at the end of Ksubis, that v'chipar ad mosa amo is the last pasuk in Shiras Hazinu. So the pasuk pshat is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Hazinu, it talks about the terrible holocaust which will occur, and the people will be wondering, V'amar Elohim Otsuch HaSoyah, but where was God when all of this was happening, when the holocaust took place? Then the pasuk ends up, v'chipar ad mosa amo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will appease his land, Eretz Yisrael, he will appease his nation. Right after the holocaust, the Eretz Yisrael was taken over by the Jews, and it's flourishing, and they're way ahead of all the other startup countries, way ahead of everybody else, and all the differences. So b'chipar masa, and that's the poshup shah. And the Torah Shabbat Peh has an additional level of interpretation. B'chipar ad masa yamoy, when a Jew walks talar amas in Eretz Yisrael, he gets a mechilas avonis. So the Pnei Yeshua says on that Gemara, you get a mechilas avonis if you do tshuva. If you don't do tshuva, you don't get a mechilas avonis. That's what the Mincha Saluza, the Minkatcha, was the main anti-Zionist in Hungary before he died, before the war. So he says, the Zionists think that they're going to go to Eretz and get Mechilas Avonis, but they don't do tshuva, so there's not going to be any Mechilas Avonis. And he quotes this from the Pnei Yeshua. I think he writes, he's a descendant from the Pnei Yeshua. So he says, Zelta Zayde writes on that Gemara, just like the Rambam wrote in Perek Aleph and Hilchos Tshuva, there's never any Mechilas Avonis unless you do tshuva. So walking in Eretz Yisrael is only mechaper if you do tshuva. So we have minhagim based on this, that when a chos and kala get married, they fast like a Yom Kippur, and the chos and wears a kittel. So it's interesting, in the tshuva, so the Maharam Shik, the reform movement began a little before the Maharam Shik. It began during the lifetime of Nechsam Sofer, and Rabbi Kiveger, and Beis Ephraim. The reform movement began, and they were the Rabbanim were fighting against it. And then after the Nechsam Sofer passed away, it became worse. And then Muhammad became even stronger. So the Maharam Shik was really fighting a lot with the Reform. So one of the shtick that the Reform movement did was they were embarrassed from some of the Jewish Menhagim. They thought that they were embarrassing Menhagim, so they did away with some of the Menhagim. So one of the Menhagim they did away with Kol Nidre. Because the Goyim say that there's so many Jews who are dishonest in business because they promise to go through with the deal, but they already said Kol Nidre, and in that I take an advance is not going to be binding, so they do all Gnevish Ishtik in business. So they said it's embarrassing to the Jew, but we did away with Kol Nidre. So Maram Shik comes out, Eish Lahava. We have to fight for the Kol Nidre. They allowed, I think, intermarriages. So he said, that's not going to last. I don't have to fight against it. That's not going to have a lasting effect. They're going to back out from that. Little did he know. But he says the Kol Nidre, that they're going to get away with, so you got to fight, you got to restore the Kol Nidre. So then he has another tshuva where he writes that they were embarrassed again about the Menhagim, that the Chassan wears a kittel under the chuppah. I don't know what they were so embarrassed about. So he said, it's embarrassing, the Goyim are going to laugh from us. Why we wear a kittel under the chuppah? So Maram Shik says, no one's laughing. And he tells a Maisa Shahoya that once one of the governors, he lived in Hungary, one of the Goyishe governors wanted to see what a Jewish wedding is like, and he wanted an explanation of everything. So he was sitting next to the rabbi in the audience, and he said, explain everything. So he started to explain why the chassan wears a kittel, because it's such a serious day, and he fasts, and he gets mechilas avonis. So he said, the Goyishe governor said, what a beautiful minhag. What a beautiful minhag. So the Maram Shik says, we have such beautiful minhagim. Some of the minhagim are takim minhagishtus. So in every generation, the Rabbanim should reassess all the Menhagim to determine what's a Minik Shtus, what's not a Minik Shtus. But he says, look, the Goy was Nespal, such a beautiful Minik, that they wear a kittel, again, Mechilas Avinas, It's not just the Gashmias that he's marrying a girl for the Gashmias. A lot of Ruchnias alone. So he says we don't even appreciate our beautiful Minhagim. A lot of times the Klal Yisrael have beautiful Minhagim. The Goyim appreciate it better than we do. I remember, I must have mentioned this, my wife showed me, 20 years ago, showed me on the internet, there was some Arab businessman who lived in America, and he had Jewish business associates. He always knew that the high holiday season is a Day of Atonement. He never knew what it was. So he asked one of the Jewish businessmen, what is it all about? So he says that we all do averus, we all make mistakes in life, and on Yom Kippur, once a year, we klal balchet, and we admit to the Rebbe Shlomo we did wrong, and we promise that we're not going to repeat the same mistakes, and we're going to do the right thing now. So the Arab writes, what a beautiful practice! He says, we never admit that we made a mistake. We feel that that's a bizoyim, that's not like a man. That's a shvachkeit to admit that you made a mistake. So whenever we make a mistake, we cover up on it. Then we have to cover up on 100 other things. We have to cover up and cover up and cover up. He says, we should all do like that. We should all learn from the Jews to admit that you made a mistake and start all over again. Why should you keep on covering up? The Goyim appreciate our mitzvahs and our minhag. We don't appreciate it enough. We should learn. Rav Soloveitchik always used to say, we shouldn't feel uncomfortable that we're not following the American culture. He said, at that time he said, it's a neurotic society. Now it's not neurotic, now it's psychotic. Mamish Meshugot, Mamish Meshugot. We have such beautiful menhagim, we have such beautiful hashkafas. We should learn to appreciate our beautiful menhagim. Some of them are minik shtus, so the rabbanim in every generation should weed out those menhagim that don't make any sense at all. But we should study our menhagim and have respect for them. Some of them, many of them are very beautiful.
We should learn from them how to have respect. Yeah, we have tshuva to give the tshuva. The Goyim don't have that.
Yeah, it's one of the minhag. The Goyim can do tshuva also. They should.